Hey everyone, Genevieve here, and welcome to For Kindness Sake, a show that's all about good people who do nothing but great things. And today is another short but sweet mini episode. I'll be doing a little recap on last week's show where I sat down with two brilliant nurses, AG and Charisse. And if you haven't had a chance to check that episode out yet, it's called Grace Under Pressure and Cultural Identity with Filipino Nurses. So in the studio, I had some friends help out with some behind-the-scenes content for socials. So shout out to my behind-the-scenes crew from that day for filming, taking pics, and just in general being like super supportive that day, and heck, even getting me flowers. I'm so grateful. Thank you. And what was nice about after filming is that we all went out to celebrate afterwards by getting some Chinese-style cheese tea. Now, for lovely listeners, if you don't know what that is, trust me, this drink will change your life, honestly. It's basically like this cold tea drink that could be anything from green tea or black tea, but what makes it special is has this like frothy, like cheesy, like foam on top. Seriously, if you don't believe me, just go to your nearest Chinatown and you'll see what I mean. Don't knock it till you try it. It's delicious. But anyways, back to the actual recording session itself from when we were filming the episode about Filipino nurses. One of the things that I always want to make sure during filming is that every guest feels comfortable, especially when cameras are rolling, you know, because sometimes that could be a little bit daunting or scary, perhaps. And there may have been a little bit of nerves right before filming, which is absolutely fine. But honestly, once the cameras started rolling, the conversation just was flowing and we had fun. And that's the main thing about these recording sessions, is that I want to make sure that everybody involved is comfortable and has fun. And one of the things we discussed during last week's episode was what made each of them decide to leave the Philippines and what their experiences were like for both of them when they came to the UK. With AG, he mentioned some of the stresses and challenges he faced when moving during the peak of the COVID pandemic. While Charisse, on the other hand, has been in the UK for quite some time now, but before deciding to come to the UK, she was looking at other countries such as the US and New Zealand before she decided to settle where she is today. But what each of their stories had in common was how they were able to build like this little community with other Filipino nurses that they lived with in their respective accommodations. And what was nice and humbling to hear was how they essentially, because they were all away from their families, how they all helped each other out by like sharing food, money-saving tips, or even just like going on like little day trips together to explore the UK. So it was nice that they were all able to like bond and create this little like chosen family outside of their actual families, which was just like a nice little sort of story about togetherness and community really sticking together. And on the topic of community, I myself grew up amongst a bunch of Filipinos, and I have this particular saying that no matter where I am around the world, like I've lived in different countries over the years, I have this particular saying that once you find one, you find all of them. And it's true in every single country that I lived in. Like I'm talking about not necessarily family members, but just like friends who are also Filipino. And honestly, that's like a good thing, because you obviously would have like stuff in common from like the things that you ate growing up, and just like a few cultural things, which is always nice to bond over. And just like in general, growing up, I feel like I have fond memories going to like these like friend or family gatherings I used to go to. And one of the things that reminded me of such fond memories is this particular music video from one of my all-time favorite music artists, Disclosure. And on December 2020, they dropped a music video to their song, Watch Your Step, featuring Khalees. And for those who haven't seen it or know the song, in their music video, the premise of the whole setting, I would say, depicts some sort of gathering at like a school or a community center. And you will just see Filipinos from all different age groups getting together. They're dancing, there's food, there are like DJs playing music. And what was nice to see about that music video was this depiction of this particular community and how it represented a culture that I grew up in a very, you know, lighthearted, fun way. And that was just really nice to see that kind of level of representation. You know, I just thought it was like a really fun video. But yeah, if you haven't seen the video, honestly, just have a look on YouTube. It's called Watch Your Step featuring Khalees by Disclosure. I thought it'd be nice this week to reflect on the concept of community. And, you know, I'm curious about you guys and what community means to you. And how do you guys show kindness within your own communities? Is it getting together and sharing food, perhaps? Honestly, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your stories about togetherness and community and how that makes you feel. Because for me, I always have like fond memories to look back on. But other than that, that's pretty much it for this week. Make sure to keep an eye out for next week's full-length interview episode. Honestly, guys, trust me, you don't want to miss out on this amazing guest who does some brilliant work in the earth care space. She's all about strengthening our relationship with Mother Nature, and we'll also explore how different communities are affected by natural disasters and environmental policies. Honestly, it was such a unique, fun, insightful discussion. And please check it out. It drops next Tuesday. And we look forward to sharing our discussion with you. This isn't the usual way we tend to end our episode, but on the subject of natural disasters. And by the time this episode airs, on the 30th of September 2025, an earthquake with a 6.9 magnitude struck the northern Cebu, Visayan region in the Philippines. And 1 week later, on the 10th of October, a strong 7.4 earthquake magnitude was recorded in the Davao region. And I just wanted to quickly express my deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of the victims of this horrific tragedy. They're going to need kindness and compassion more than ever. Thank you for listening. I'm Genevieve Shalone, and for the sake of it, be kind. Bye.